here, I see. But, you know, we were talking...
I thought the other sheet was with that.
We were talking about the merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Did you ever talk to that guy? I told you one of the guys that used to own it's still here in town.
No, I haven't.
I think I can put that together for you if you want to talk to him. He'd be great, and I haven't seen him in a million years. Actually, Don Davis, who's a painter, who's a friend of mine, more recent friend of mine. I was out somewhere, her sister and her sister's friends, who are older than us, come in, mm-hmm. and they're yakking it up, and I find out that one of the owners of the merry-go-round is a good friend of hers, which is funny, and that he's still here in town, which surprised me.
Are they still
and
around?
I've got a friend mm-hmm. that came to work for the merry-go-round to go yeah. back to New York mm-hmm. and open one of them there when they went national everywhere.
Yes, when they did
and
franchise
he was up
it.
In the corporate world, and it, as he says, a Jewish guy from New York can sell anything, so yeah, I'm working with him, and said, but going to these corporate meetings and said, I'd never seen cocaine, and they're laying lines of cocaine out in the conference room, and said, I just... What have I gone to work for?
These guys are wild. They were great guys. I just remember they had afros, man. They had like buzzed up hair. Jewish guys with afros.
Right. Or my friend called it Israel.
Israel, yes. That was funny. They had them. And Atlantis Rising.
What about Kump?
I remember that.
What about the Fat City and Kump's Son? Or is he checking?
Yeah. That's all later, but you know about that.
Club.
Duke Fat Clack. City was a commune in Buckhead post strip.
Yeah, that
when,
goes,
when Comes the Sun was out here. Mm-hmm. Comes the Sun's down here in the corner. That's funny. Comes the Sun had quite a great history. And it's funny because a bunch of people.
And then to Seals, Blue something, Blue Moon.
Oh, that's blue cheese. But that
blue
was
cheese.
Much
blue
later.
Blue cheese.
All that's much later. But it all, like I said, it would have never happened if that hadn't happened. It was all just. One of those growth.
You're concentrating on.
Well, that's where we started, but we don't really have any boundaries because we find that branches all over Atlanta. That I was living over in Emery Village and a few things over there, and people that were early residents of Little Five Points have talked to and said, yeah, nobody come visit me here, but nobody come up here. With good reason, they were afraid to come over there. And then folks in North Atlanta and yeah, several points on that. There's one place, the Onion Dome.
Oh, the Onion Dome, which was right out where the Imperial Fez is,
yes,
right there.
It
was right,
right
there, just north of there.
Uh-huh.
Everybody, we
coming up
from
South Georgia, that just flipped me out seeing.
You had to go to the Onion Dome.
Hookahs and psychedelic posters there and things. And,
sandals. You could get those sandals. You could get those
yes. water buffalo sandals
from India that had one little ring for your toe.
And little beady cigarettes.
Beadies, right.
That's where we used to get all your supplies, all your incense.
And that cryptic note on the door, which later I was hip to, that was alluding to the fact that the woman running the Onion Dome, it used to be a man. And that was her little poem telling you that, but I didn't catch on. But that's weird, what it's talking about. Switches gender in the middle of the process.
It was weird. It was weird that eventually, like, the commune thing is 14th Street and all got closed down. Communal houses, like you said, sprang up at Emory. There were communal houses all in...